things get a little bit grim.
But this is especially heinous.
Did you tell the police that she was murdered, May?
Nope.
Witchy ghost stuff.
Ah! That made me scared.
A spooky girl amateur hour.
Just one more.
Oh my god.
Taylor, I'm sorry.
Jenny.
You're the one who got me a whole bag of Rolos.
No, I thought it was funny. It was last minute.
They're so good.
I got it at Aldi when I was like picking out all your cheeses.
Oh my gosh. William and I were supposed to go together, but he was going to be like cutting it really close on time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are your feelings going to be big hurt if I just go without you? Because I'm having anxiety about getting this done. And he was like, no, I was also going to have anxiety about it, but I didn't want to tell you. And I was like, got it.
Okay,
cool.
Done.
I'm going. Goodbye.
It was the nicest thing ever. It was so kind
of you. It was
so
fun.
It was
so
fun. Thank you so much. Felt so loved.
You are loved.
So loved.
Welcome to Conspiracies Day.
Hello.
Hi.
That's Taylor over there.
That's Jenny on that side of the table, and you're listening to A Little Bit Grim. We're a podcast. We have a lot of fun, and it's ooky and spooky.
And conspiracy-y.
Yep. Conspiracy theory-y.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I found a conspiracy theory YouTube channel.
Ooh.
Yeah. Would highly recommend.
Okay.
It's by the BuzzFeed BuzzFeed Network.
Oh, I gotta tell you, I like their ooky spooky stuff.
I do too. I think they do a good job. They do good research.
Yeah. Agree. Cannot relate.
I'm good at putting together other people's research and putting it into a story form. Thus the podcast.
My research is sketchy at best.
Like today?
I would say in general.
No, I don't think so.
You don't
I disagree.
Think so?
I disagree.
Thank you.
You tell a good story.
I fall down rabbit holes.
Yeah, I do too. I fall down rabbit holes that have, it's like ant hills and then, or ant colonies, and I'm on a straight and narrow, and then I'm like, ooh, slight left.
Ant colonies?
Yeah. Just gonna go down this left turn right here. And hopefully I find my way back to the middle.
And then you have 20 tabs open and you're on an FBI watch list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me all the time.
Love it.
Well, I don't have a whole lot before we get started.
I don't really. There's, knock on something, there's not a whole lot going on, which is good. Because generally when there are things going on, they're not great.
Right?
They're generally not great.
And usually when they are good, they're still full of anxiety.
Yeah.
Because we don't trust good things, Jenny.
No, I know. Why are we like this?
Because when good things happen, they tend to go away.
Yeah.
That's why.
And then we have anxiety about the good things happening.
Yeah.
Then you can't appreciate the good things that you have.
Exactly.
A lesson in gratitude.
Yeah.
Do you have something that, let's do like a little practice in gratitude.
Okay.
What are you grateful for?
What am I grateful for? I am grateful for, let's see. There are a few things. I just don't want it to sound dumb.
Try to be more gracious without rolling your eyes about it.
Right. I am grateful for my husband, who, despite our completely different personalities, his ability to see me start spiraling early and be able to stop it, and also he just lets me do whatever I want, which is very nice of him. And so
it's very smart of him, because
yes,
you're gonna do whatever you want anyway.
It's better if you just agree.
It's just, do we want to fight about it and have you do it, or just let you do it?
Yeah, because that's what's gonna happen.
Right.
So we're planning a vacation for 2021. Hopefully it gets to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But because we got shorted on vacations this year, I was like, we should just go on a long one and do a lot of things.
What are you guys going to do?
We're going to go to Disney World and Universal Studios in Florida.
Ooh.
And I'm so hype about it.
That will be
fun. I'm so excited. And he knows how much I love to plan a vacation. So I'm like, these are the dates we're going, and that's all you need to know about it.
Handle all other logistics.
Yeah, please don't have opinions about this.
Yeah.
So he's just like, just tell me the days I need to get off work, and I will. So.
Don't waste all your PTO.
Oh, I won't.
Okay.
No. I haven't been able to go on any vacations this year.
You have to have time to go to the wedding.
Yes, we will have time to go to the wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Assuming that we're allowed to travel.
I hope. There's a cruise ban right now.
Ooh.
And I am scheduled to go on a cruise in March.
This is like the third time it's been rescheduled.
Yes. Yep. And I am imagining it's going to get rescheduled a fourth time because I don't see this cruise ban being lifted. So
no.
We'll see. If it is, it'll be rescheduled for March of 2022, which sounds very far away.
It does sound extra, extra far. But
as somebody, I always, when I think of years, I always think of how old I'll be at that year. And I'll be like, I'll be 32 by the time I get to go on my first cruise. We were planning this since I was 29. Sounds dumb. What are you thankful for? What's your heart gratitudinal for?
Well, I'm very gratitudinal. Gratitude-loo.
Gratitudinal.
Gratitudinal. Also for my boy.
Yeah.
The Ean. He is just the kindest, sweetest man who I don't even know how I got so lucky to have him.
Oh.
But I'm thankful for Ean. I'm thankful for his little tiny human Theo, who brings so much light to my life.
Yes, that little Theo boy.
That little sweet punky pie. I just love him.
Theodore.
I love him more than anything.
I'm going to call him T-Rex next time I see him.
He would love that.
I make up a new nickname for him every time I see him. I don't think he's caught on yet.
So he's fine with it. He doesn't care.
I was like, Teddy? Last time he was here, he was like, what the fuck? Where I'm going to see how long I can do it without him noticing.
The thing is, he's so polite.
Oh, he'll never say anything.
He's so mild-mannered that he'll just be like, uh-huh. Okay.
My nephew's name is Liam, and it's short for William. And yeah. I remember to this day, the day that he found out that his name was William and not Liam. Because we've always called him Liam. And he's like, my name is not Billiam! Oh, man. So then I called him Bill for like 2 weeks.
Did he hate it?
Yeah. Yeah, he hated it.
I love calling people names that they don't like.
Yeah, me too. That's fun. Anyway.
Anywho. Your conspiracy.
Yeah. Whoa, my conspiracy is, it's a doozy.
Is it?
It's a little bit. I had no idea about this conspiracy until I saw it on the BuzzFeed network.
Okay.
So my sources are Gizmodo.com, Fly Denver, the official airport website, and BuzzFeed and Thrillist. And I am doing the conspiracy of the Denver airport.
Oh my God. I love this conspiracy.
I had no idea.
This will be a very important Instagram post.
Yes.
For everybody to go look at.
Whoa. This might be another twofer. Like, I might have enough pictures for an entire Instagram post for this.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
Okay. As much as we have missed traveling this year, there is one thing that I have not missed. Hours and hours sitting at the airport. Expensive food, uncomfortable waiting areas, crowded restaurants, and overbooked flights. Airports can literally be hell on earth. But nothing compares to the hellscape that is Denver International Airport, which is actually, reportedly, a gateway to actual whole hell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you a little bit of history of the Denver Airport. And the Denver International Airport is the largest airport in North America. I did not know. I thought it was LAX.
It is
Denver.
Have you ever flown into Denver?
No.
That airport, aside from everything that you're about to tell me about the Denver airport, the actual airport is a giant, vast wasteland. It is huge.
Okay. I think I might have actually flown into Denver once. But we weren't, like, it wasn't a layover, so we just flew in and then left. And it was the first time I ever flew.
Oh, okay.
It is the largest airport in North America. It is 33,531 acres, or 52 square miles.
It's obscene.
52 square miles? Are you kidding me?
It's unnecessary.
That is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It is the second largest airport in the world. It replaced the Stapleton International Airport in 1995, and Stapleton was a lot smaller and had shorter runways, which couldn't keep up with Denver's weather and wind patterns, so they were able to justify building a newer, better, bigger, shinier version.
Bah.
Federal officials approved a $60 million budget for the project, and it was projected to open October 29th, There were many delays, and due to multiple design changes, the airport didn't open until February 28th, 1995. They were just a like smidge over budget and ended up spending $4.8 billion with a B dollars.
What?
Billion.
Somebody is not getting a quarterly bonus for staying on budget.
Somebody is in trouble with their investors.
Yeah.
Somebody's just in like a little bit of the hot seat. Got some explaining to do. With so many delays and an outrageous amount of money spent on the project, it is understandable why so many people would be curious about what in the actual hell was happening at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
One thing led to another, and now people believe that the Denver International Airport has some nefarious secrets to hide.
Mm.
First, it was built by the New World Order. At some point, we will do a full story on the New World Order, but for now, I will give the briefest of overviews.
Okay.
The NWO is a conspiracy theory in and of itself, and basically is the idea that there's an elite group of people around the world that have formed the secret world government that will eventually take over.
Yikes.
Big yikes. Under the NWO, we would no longer have individual countries or states. The NWO is an all-encompassing entity that would rule the world. Because Denver Airport is so easily accessible for international travel, it would make sense to have this be their hub. They need to make sure cargo gets from one end of the world to the other without too much questioning. Denver International Airport. Need a place that people don't visit to just hang around. Denver International Airport. Everyone's on a mission and wouldn't notice anything sus happening. The general population doesn't go to an airport for a casual hang.
Mm-mm.
All civilians passed a security checkpoint and are unarmed. Bunkers and tunnels is another thing of the airport. A man who was on the construction team for the airport said that one reason the whole project is so far behind is because they built built five multi-story buildings underneath the airport.
What?
Like, they built buildings and then put an airport on top of it.
Oh.
Yep. It's got, like, office space, and one of them, I think, said it was a hotel.
What?
Yeah. So people can live there.
Year-round?
Yeah.
Ew. It's like, what is that movie? Jack Nicholson lives at the airport.
What?
What is it? Oh, God. It's a real movie. Anyway.
Okay. All right. He and other construction workers claim that there is a complex network of tunnels that wind through underneath the airport. Conspiracy theorists believe that the airport was built to house the world's elite, so politicians, gajillionaires, celebrities, and world leaders alike.
At the Denver airport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
You guys want to take a nice weekend getaway to the Denver airport?
I hear they have good skiing there. And this would serve as the command center during the apocalypse.
Mm.
Whether that is a nuclear or biochemical warfare, the biblical end of times, or zombies, they are prepared for it at the Denver International Airport.
I can tell you where I'm going.
Uh-huh. They could be used as command centers for the New World Order or the Illuminati, which is also another group that gets thrown around quite a bit. Possibly the most gross, though, is that this could be used for future concentration camps.
Oh, God.
Yeah. In an old serial killer connection, the airport was built by many different contractors, which means that not everyone had the full blueprints, a la H.H. Holmes. Yeah.
Ah-ha-ha. Okay.
We know now that the tunnels are most likely used for the airport rail system.
Okay.
But what's more fun?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't get it. I don't think so.
Okay, so then there is a lot of evil artwork at the Denver airport. There are many pieces of art on display all over the place. So first, let's talk about murals. On the fifth level of the Jeppesen Terminal, there is one collection of murals that adorn the walls. This set was created by Leo Tanguma. People believe that the art shows the story of how apocalyptic biowarfare eventually destroys the world and how the New World Order takes over when the government falls. One piece is called In Peace and Harmony with Nature and shows a group of people from all across the globe celebrating nature. It is representing the destruction of our own environment.
Mm.
Another piece is called Children of the World Dream of Peace, which depicts another diverse group of people from around the world beating down a V-scary Nazi soldier. They have weapons that are all bundled up with the different countries' flags. So it's like,
oh,
like we're taking their guns.
Okay.
I don't know. Dr. Leonard Horowitz describes it like this. A Nazi gas masked alien generating a rainbow / electromagnetic field with the swish of his Muslim saber sticking the Christian dove of peace.
What?
That's how he describes this mural.
That is a bizarre string of words.
Yes, I am going to read it again.
Okay.
A Nazi gassed masked alien generating a rainbow / electromagnetic field with a swish of his Muslim saber sticking the Christian dove of peace. Just go. Yeah.
I can't. I even after you reading it again, my brain still can't entirely process what you're trying to describe to me.
We'll post it on the Instagram. In the background of this mural, you have mostly ethnic faces mourning among bombed buildings.
Mm.
So, very sad. They believe there are secret messages within the paintings that indicate the New World Order is going to be behind the fall of humanity.
Okay.
I could not find anything specific in these paintings that would point to that.
Just a vibe.
But, yeah.
Just a general vibe.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. My favorite, though, is the giant horse statue that is in the front.
This is what I have heard about most from the Denver airport, is the horse.
Outside the airport, visitors are greeted by a 32-foot tall statue of a horse. It's blue with eyes that glow red at all times. The piece is called the Blue Mustang, but conspiracy theorists have nicknamed it Blucifer. I can't.
It's not funny.
Lucifer.
It's so
good. Jesus.
Lucifer.
And they believe
it's the fifth horseman.
They believe that it is the fourth horse of the apocalypse.
Really? You
know, the one that represents death.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing weighs about 9,000 pounds.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What?
And it has a very dark history.
Oh, good.
It was created by a man named Luis Jimenez. While working on the sculpture in 2006, a large section fell on him, severed an artery in his leg, and killed him.
Okay.
And they still put it up.
Oh, awesome.
Good choice.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, they paid $4 billion for it. Yep. They sure as hell are going to put it up.
Yep.
Okay.
Murder horse.
Murder horse.
There are also gargoyle statues that hang out at the baggage claim area. This art is bananas. I can't. They are there to protect the baggage because when the airport opened, there was supposed to be this super fancy state-of-the-art baggage claim, but the baggage would either go missing or be completely destroyed by the baggage claim sorter, and so you would either go and like not be able to find your luggage, or your bras and panties would be everywhere because it would just destroy your luggage and like throw your shit around.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so they put up the gargoyles like, we are protecting you against this baggage claim.
What?
Then they had to, like, decommission the whole thing and, like, go back to, like, regular baggage claim. But that's what happened when they opened.
Oh, good thing they have the luggage trolls there to watch over you.
Oh, God. And I think they're sitting in open cases of luggage.
No.
I think so.
Come on. Jesus.
So, let's talk about the Freemasons. Because, okay, of course, they're involved.
Sure, sure. They always are.
There are a few different places in the airport that you can see the symbol of the Freemasons. There is a capstone that is laid over a sealed time capsule. Y'all gotta stop putting time capsules in stuff. It makes the conspiracy theorists crazy.
It makes me crazy. What's in there?
I don't know. Something from 1995. Probably like a
it's a Tamagotchi.
Wheelie. I don't know.
It's a skip it.
Probably like a CD player. clear.
And a New Kids on the Block CD.
Yeah.
A Walkman.
With those, like, fuzzy headphones.
Yep.
Yeah, yes. That's probably what's in there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Good God. Let's not open boxes that are buried. Let's not do that.
No. Stop burying boxes of your shit. It's a weird thing to do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a very occulty thing for a lot of Christian men to do.
Yes. Thank you.
Etched into the stone are the square and the compass, symbol of Freemasonry, and the names of two Grand Masters, as well as a mysterious group called the New World Airport Commission.
What?
All right, so this is where things get a little conspiracy theory. They've tried to debunk this one, as saying that it's not inscribed correctly, and that there should be a comma separating new and world. So it should read the New World Airport Commission instead of New World Airport Commission.
Yeah.
Okay. Conspiracy theorists, on the other hand, point to the New World Airport Commission as being sus as fuck because it doesn't exist.
Sus as fuck.
Truly.
So it's not a thing, the New World Airport Commission or the World Airport Commission?
It's not a thing. None of it's a thing.
Oh, so it's just the New World Order.
Yeah, you can't Google it and it'll pop up anything. Nothing is there.
Okay. Also, if there's supposed to be a comma there, you can just inscribe a comma.
Yeah.
Just add it. Get a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Replace it with a new one.
Sus as fuck.
The airport fired back saying, well, it doesn't exist now, but it existed in 1994. That's bullshit. If I can find stuff about World War II in 2020, I can find stuff about 1994.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to darker material. The runways are... People believe that they look like swastikas.
Okay.
When looking at the airport from above, some think the runways are designed to look like a swastika. Personally, I think this is a stretch. But whatever. We'll post a picture of it. And just another odd thing about the airport, there is a fence that surrounds the airport, which is normal. Can't have crazy people running in and trying to hop into the wheels of an airplane.
Right.
But the barbed wire of the fence is facing inward.
Oh, like to keep people in?
Yes.
Oh.
Instead of keeping people out.
Oh. Oh, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Ooh,
indeed.
You'd think that these kinds of rumors would be a PR nightmare, right?
Mm.
No. The CEO of the Denver International Airport has turned this wild speculation into a marketing tactic.
What?
On the Denver International Airport website, you can find all of these theories yourself. And they don't do much to dissuade their audience from this train of thought. From the website, talking about the growth of the airport, there is a sign that says, "So what's to come? Are we expanding the bunkers? Revamping the lizard's lairs? Giving the gargoyles a much-needed makeover? Eh, not exactly. But if that's what you want to believe, we're not going to hinder your imagination. Dream on, travelers. Dream on."
Oh my God.
I've got another one. There are even some killer artwork that perpetuates the theories that say things such as, "Are we celebrating the world's greatest airport? Or preparing for the end of the world? Learn the truth at denfiles.com.
Oh my God.
And coming soon, a secret portal to the underworld, B, more streamlined security, or C, another misunderstood mural. And construction or cover up. Learn the truth at the denfiles.com.
Oh my God.
And that is the very short
what?
Denver Airport conspiracy theory.
I love that they're just like, yeah.
Oh my God, they're so funny. They're so funny. And it's all like, we haven't covered Heaven's Gate yet, I don't think, but they, it reminds me of that early 90s webpage kind of style.
Yeah.
Where it's like an alien, like UFO.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Bad.
And there's lizards. There's people lizards everywhere.
Of course there are. The lizard people.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
So that's my conspiracy.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
For that.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. A pleasure, honestly. It was just a great time to exist in.
Good.
Okay, well, that's good. Mine also has to do with travel. My
really?
Conspiracy. Yeah, it does. So my sources are ACEI Global, theculturetrip.com.
All right.
Okay. So let me just, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet.
Okay. All right. I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
You'll figure it out. Finland is a northern European nation bordering Sweden, Norway, and Russia. Its capital, Helsinki, occupies a peninsula and surrounding islands in the Baltic Sea. Helsinki is home to the 18th century sea fortress Suomenlinna.
Good job.
Thank you.
Excellent.
The fashionable design district and diverse museums. The Northern Lights can also be seen from the country's Arctic Lapland province, a vast wilderness with national parks and ski resorts.
Oh, fun.
Here's some fun facts about Finland.
Okay.
Finland was listed as the happiest nation on earth by the World Economic Forum.
Oh, fun. Let's go.
Finns are fanatic about their saunas. With a population of 5.4 million, Finland has over 3 million saunas.
What?
It is said that there are more saunas than cars in Finland. Dubbed the poor man's pharmacy, the sauna is not a luxury but a substantial part of Finnish culture with a national identity.
What?
The only Finnish word to make it to the English language is sauna.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Fascinating. Okay.
Finland offers free education at the elementary, secondary, and university levels. And in 1906, Finland became the first country in Europe that gave women from all levels of society the right to vote and stand for parliament. And also, Finland doesn't fucking exist.
I was on board until Finland doesn't exist.
Here's the theory.
Please explain.
In the Cold War era, Japan and the Soviet Union supposedly shared a secret about a stretch of the Baltic Sea between the Soviet Union and Sweden. Around the mid-20th century, the two nations collectively spread the idea that there was a landmass known as Finland on that stretch of ocean to keep the good fishing between themselves.
Hmm.
The Japanese were free to fish as much as they liked there without worrying about international laws so long as they gave a share to Russia. As insane as it sounds, conspiracy theorists have come up with a significant amount of evidence to back it up.
Oh my god.
Finland isn't a popular country that many people visit, so not many can say that they have actually seen it for themselves.
But there are people, right? All right, just tell me about
it. They claim that the Trans-Siberian Railway was built to transport the catch from the Baltic Sea to Japan under the guise of Nokia hardware, which explains why Japan is the biggest importer of the brand's products, despite the fact that very few people in the country actually use them.
Hmm.
Another claim is that social democrats are using Finland as an idealized model for how a liberal social democracy should be. Even the name Finland proves the theory, they claim, as it comes from the fin of a fish, ignoring the fact that in Finnish, the country is called Suomi.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But what about the 5.5 million Finnish people themselves?
What about those 3 million saunas?
All the people who use them and the thousands who emigrate or visit Finland? We thought of an answer to that, too. Their claim is that the Finnish people, while believing they live in Finland, are actually residing in small towns throughout Sweden, Estonia, and Russia in remote forested areas. This is where people traveling to Finland are actually flown to.
Okay.
Okay. However, just like any conspiracy theory, there is strong evidence against it as well. For one thing, it's easy to see Finland from an airplane, spacecraft, or satellite image. Theorists claim that the images are altered, but it would take a lot of time and resources to change every single one. They'd also need to bribe every airline and pilot who flies to Finland to keep the secret.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Finland being invented during the 20th century doesn't factor in the centuries of Finnish history, language, culture, arts, and the Finnish people who are still alive today, who were born before the supposed fake Finland was invented, and it would be impossible to trick an entire nation of people into believing they are actually from a fake country. So, the theory, where did it come from? Most sources say that the first appearance of the conspiracy was in a Reddit post in 2015 by an anonymous user going under the name Rargans. In a thread discussing weird things taught by parents, he posted an elaborate story about how his parents told him the theory in all seriousness. The post went viral and spread across other social media sites such as Tumblr and 4chan. Despite its meme status, the Finland theory is still mostly played only for satirical purposes and has even brought more attention to an often overlooked nation. The Finland conspiracy subreddit is filled with posts praising Finland and its accomplishments. Yet there is still a small section of people who buy into the theory. It can be
freaking Reddit, man.
I know. It can be difficult to tell when people in line are being sarcastic or when they're being serious. The user who posted the original theory says that he doesn't believe it himself and that his parents burst out laughing when he brought it up again. He has reportedly received many angry messages from Finns. One even offered to fly him out to Finland and prove that it really exists.
Wow. Super offended.
Mm-hmm. Yet he also claims to be proud of creating the viral sensation as it has taught him a lot about Finnish people and their culture and given him a newfound respect for the country of Finland.
What in the world?
Finland doesn't exist. It's not real.
It's just fake.
But like, if you think about it, name one person who's been to Finland that you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know very many people who've left the United States, so.
I mean, I feel like you just get on a plane and they like boop, boop, beep, bop and drop you off somewhere else.
Okay.
And it's like, you really don't.
I mean, you don't really know. And if you've ever like looked at a plane, where it's going, to where you're supposed to be. I'm 90% sure when I was going to Africa, I was flying over Russia at one point. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how am I in Russia?
Right.
I shouldn't be here.
No. I remember when we flew back from Paris to Chicago, we went like up and over like Greenland. But I'm like, where and why?
Why?
I don't know. And see, you just don't know. You don't know.
That's true.
Maybe the world is just very small and we all live in like individual biodomes.
Maybe the world's flat.
You believe in the moon, bro?
Oh my gosh. Wow. That was wild.
It's wild. It was it's a little shorty shrimpy, but like.
It's a little shorty shrimpy stretch.
It is a shorty shrimpy stretch. That is correct.
But I like it. That's why we're here for conspiracies.
Yeah. You just, you know. You don't know.
You don't.
If you have been to Finland or the supposed part of Russia they call Finland, please email us.
We want pics too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Non-photoshopped.
Yeah.
At alittlebitgrim@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you have a favorite conspiracy theory or you want to share a conspiracy theory that you believe with us, you can email that to us. You can also DM us or you can post it on our Facebook group.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
All right. And go follow us, Instagram, Twitter, what else? Facebook?
On all of them.
All of the things.
Just find us on all the things.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. And be kind to each other.
Please be kind to one another.
And yourself. That's important too.
Oh, yeah. Go have yourself a self-care day.
Yeah. Take a bubble bath.
If you're listening to this on release day, it's Friday. So go take care of yourself.
Cancel whatever plans you made.
Yeah. And tell your boss you need PTO.
Yep.
Go home. We believe in you.
Take a mental health day.
Yeah. Turn this bus around.
Let's stop the bus. Get off. Get on a new bus. A butter bus. A self-care train. Whoop, whoop.
A bubble bath bus.
A bubble bath bus.
Oh my God. All right. We got to stop.
Listen, we have to go. Thank you so much for listening.
Have a good night.
Bye. Goodbye.